with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. U.S. Capitol Police officers currently trying to hold back around 150 anti-Israel protesters outside Democratic National Convention headquarters in Washington, D.C. Capitol Police said on X that officers are responding to people who are illegally and violently protesting at the DNC headquarters, saying arrests have been made. All U.S. House buildings are now reportedly on lockdown. Also at SRNNews.com, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he would absolutely consider a presidential run in 2024.
Manchin opened speculation about a possible White House bid when he announced last week he would not seek another term in the Senate. When asked by NBC whether he would consider a presidential run, Manchin said, absolutely. He also said, quote, every American should consider it if they're in a position to help save the country. Manchin says it all depends on Americans' desire for a middle-of-the-road candidate. He says he's scared to death of another term for Donald Trump, but also that Democrats have pushed President Biden too far to the left. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Biden and China's Xi Jinping have their first face-to-face meeting in more than a year. The Chinese president spoke via an interpreter.
For two large countries like China and the United States, turning their back on each other is not an option. It is unrealistic for one side to remodel the other, and conflict and confrontation has unbearable consequences for both sides.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's trying to overturn his conviction in the death of George Floyd. Chauvin filed a motion earlier this week arguing he never would have pled guilty if he knew about the testimony of a forensic pathologist from Kansas. The autopsy of Floyd, it's been found, there was no pressure applied to the man's neck that would have caused his death. Chauvin's currently requesting a new trial. He's serving a 21-year sentence in Arizona. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in Finland.
A politician and a clergyman have been acquitted for a second time in a hate speech case. Pavi Rasinen and Bishop Juhana Puhola were hauled up on charges for pointing out that the Bible condemns homosexuality. They were first acquitted in 2022, but the government appealed to the Helsinki Court of Appeal, which has just delivered a not guilty verdict. The duo were represented by Alliance Defending Freedom International. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia county is asking a federal appeals court to overturn a ruling that it illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. U.S. District Court Judge Mark Treadwell ruled in 2022 that the county's refusal amounted to sex discrimination under the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The order cited the Supreme Court's 2020 decision finding that a Michigan funeral home cannot fire an employee for being so-called transgender. This is SRN News. Officials are investigating a deadly crash that took the lives of six people, three of them teenagers, on an Ohio highway Tuesday after a semi rear-ended a charter bus carrying high school students. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Officials say the charter bus was traveling to Columbus from Tuscarawas Valley High School when it was hit and burst into flames. Governor Mike DeWine.
This is our worst nightmare when we have a bus full of children.
More than a dozen went to the hospital with injuries. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says three other vehicles were involved besides the semi that rear-ended the bus. Three of the people killed were in one of those other vehicles. I'm Julie Walker.
Those three people were chaperones. Homendy said there was conflicting information about the sequence of events that led to that chain reaction crash, which also involved the SUV and semi. More details at SRNNews.com.